carousing with the rest of the cast, the majority of whom were almost as wretchedly talentless as he. He left them around midnight, saying that he was returning home to work on his lines, though he had, in truth, a different destination and quite another pastime in mind. He walked for the best part of an hour, leaving the theatre district behind him and moving with clammy-palmed purpose toward one of the seamiest parts of the city. Just being there excited him. He enjoyed the sense of transgression it gave him, its whiff of illegality. He moved through the streets for what felt like an age, breathing in the noisome air of the place, revelling in the dirt and degradation of its inhabitants. The train station had been closed for hours. Any respectable residents had long since retired to bed, and the streets found themselves given over to venality and vice. Honeyman shook with illicit pleasure as he ventured further into this latter-day Gomorrah, through the darkened alleyways and thoroughfares lit only by the sickly, guttering light of the gas lamps. A mist had descended, lending the streets an eerie, phantasmagoric sheen, and the people Honeyman passed seemed vague and insubstantial, only partially real, like characters in a storybook. They called out to him, begging for food or arms, promising clandestine pleasures or offering themselves for money, but Honeyman strutted past them all. He had been here too often, had become jaded and bored and accustomed to the sight of mankind sunk to its lowest and most degraded state. Tonight he sought new and baser pleasures. He wanted to fall further into corruption. Silhouetted beneath a gas lamp stood the figure of a woman. She was well dressed for her surroundings, a new bonnet perched decorously upon her head, and her figure, lissom and lithe, was lent emphasis by a dress which showed a good deal more flesh than polite company would ever have allowed. Her skin looked as though it had once been a porcelain white, but now was pitted and scarred and crusting over with a layer of grime. The city was cruel to women like her. Honeyman drew closer and doffed his hat in greeting. Even beneath the greasy ochre of the lamp, her youth and beauty shone through. A fallen woman, certainly, but only recently. A woman of the unfortunate type, but one still new and fresh to the game. "Looking for something?" she asked. Honeyman stared back, his eyes licking her shamelessly. Surely she couldn't be more than 18, almost a child. He gave a furtive grin.
"Might be."
"Want to know how much?" he mumbled.
"Go on."
"Enough to get me a bed tonight, that's all I ask."
"My dear, you're far too precious a thing to be dawdling out here. You're a pearl amongst swine."
If she noticed his crude compliment, she gave no sign. "Want to come with me?"
"You have somewhere in mind?"
"Somewhere safe, private-like, so we can get more intimately acquainted." Doing her best to play the coquette, the woman gave a crooked smile. She was tired, probably drunk, and the pretense was obvious, but Honeyman, his ardour now inflamed, saw only a lascivious girl, a wanton, a sylph waiting to be conquered. She moved away and he followed without thinking. Before long, his thighs grew sticky with perspiration, rubbing uncomfortably together as he walked. He grimaced, half in pleasure, half in pain.
"How much further?"
"Not far." They walked in silence for a time before the woman paused and pointed upwards. "There." Honeyman stopped short as a vast structure reared out of the darkness above him, a thing horribly out of place in the modern age, perverse in its anachronism. Wreathed by the night, illuminated only by the anemic light of the moon, it resembled some primeval monument. A slab of Stonehenge, wrenched from Salisbury Plain and thrust unaltered into the depths of the city.
"What is it?" he whispered.